The Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verse 32. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. In this fallen world, there are so many reasons to be discouraged. It is disheartening to be betrayed by a dear friend. It is disappointing to lose the job you have worked at with such commitment. It is depressing to face an illness that you are not sure you will ever get over. And we could list many more examples, which would cause us to believe that everything is falling apart and we are powerless to make a change. But God wants us to be filled with hope and trust, not fear. He has given us hope through the promise that He can uphold us by His strength today. So there should be no anxiety. Instead, we should have courage because God is with us, directing us, counseling, and guiding us throughout our lives. Knowing that we are a part of God's kingdom means that we don't need to worry about other things. Instead, we should focus on doing things for God's kingdom, serving the Lord with our talents and serving our brothers and sisters rather than worrying about our own disappointments and discouragements. So where is encouragement to be found? It is to be found in grace, as we read in our scripture verse for today. Everything changes with these words. Yes, we are citizens of this world, and we are touched by its brokenness. But we need always to remind ourselves that we are citizens of another kingdom. Our King rules over everything in this world. Whatever is out of our control is under His control. What is even more encouraging is that we know this kingdom will have no end. Long after the kingdoms of this world are destroyed, we will reign with our King in His kingdom forever and ever and ever. May I invite you to join us next week.